Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueeny, and today we will be chatting about Apple and highlighting what I think is a very interesting story involving Apple, which might get a bit lost in what is otherwise a very busy week for the iPhone maker. So I'm actually just going to start there, touching on the stories which I think will be hogging the headlines for Apple this week. Of course, we had Apple finally feeling the effects of a Donald Trump Twitter rant on Monday. While this particular one was relatively muted compared to some others, the Washington Post, Amazon, Jeff Bezos ones come to mind, it certainly is still important to note if you're following Apple. So just to give you a recap of what happened here, last week, Apple submitted a regulatory filing explaining how it and consumers could face higher prices due to Trump's expanded tariff plan. Apple obviously relies on China heavily in its supply chain. And finally, Trump has come for the tech side of things, with Apple pointing out that a number of parts and components it uses are in the president's new list of proposed products to levy charges on. I believe that list came out last Friday. And this week, Trump is basically saying, hey, if you don't want those tariffs, why don't you just move your facilities over to the U.S.? In some passing conversations and on my free lunch show on Monday, I noted that that kind of sounds a little bit easier than it would be in practice. And I'm not even sure the tariffs would, moving the facilities over, the effect is the same on the prices. Obviously, Apple has its production facilities in China because it's saving money there. So, I don't know if it's that simple. You know, of course, Twitter is a difficult place to talk out a complex macroeconomic concept. So, perhaps it wasn't meant to be that simple anyway. But that's the war of words kind of going on with Apple and Trump recently. Obviously, the other big news for Apple this week is the company's iPhone reveal event, which is on Wednesday. We talked about the latest rumors for this event a couple weeks ago, but just to recap, we are expecting this to serve as an S year for Apple, which is a designation that the company has given to new handsets that retain the previous design but add new internal features. You guys know what I'm talking about, obviously. It's the iPhone 7S or the iPhone 6S Plus or whatever. Reportedly, Apple was actually going to debut three new iPhones in 2018, this very S year. One phone is going to be a record breaker for Apple, as it will feature a 6.5-inch display, the largest ever on an iPhone. There's also going to be a 5.8-inch model, which is the same as the iPhone 10. Along with a more affordable model with a 6.1-inch screen. So that's kind of like a budget option, which is the third one thrown into the mix. So we get the big screen one, the update to the previous edition, and then the new interesting kind of storyline here is that they're debuting a third, which is the budget option. We'll obviously see the exact specs and what those phones look like on Wednesday, so stay tuned there. Obviously, both of these stories, Trump versus Apple, Apple debuting three new iPhones, are huge stories. I don't want any of this to come off as if you should ignore those stories. Certainly not. But these things are not the only things that investors in the world's largest technology company should know this week. Indeed, I would like to turn the spotlight back to something we learned over the weekend, something that marks a significant bit of progress in Apple's progression as a producer of original content and multimedia. Remember when people were talking about that casual $1 billion Apple had pledged to invest in its video content for a streaming service that it would own itself? That streaming service that's supposed to launch as soon as March 2019? Well, Apple is not just building out its own content. It's also playing movie producer and going shopping at the festivals like the traditional studios do. According to reports, Apple has taken the worldwide rights to Victoria Stone and Mark Diebel's documentary, The Elephant Queen, which follows the moves of an elephant matriarch that leads her to a new home. It's getting a lot of buzz in kind of the Indian documentary scene. It just debuted at Toronto International Film Festival this past weekend, which is a major film festival, one of several that these the production houses and studios go to buy rights to films. Apple apparently there, or at least watching what's happening at Toronto International Film Festival, also known as TIFF, bought the rights to this movie called The Elephant Queen. So this is kind of exactly what we've seen Netflix do over the past few years. Amazon Studios has been a big force at movie festivals over the past few years. They're saying, hey, we'll go in and snag the distribution rights to these movies. It doesn't have to be a traditional film house. So certainly an interesting development there. Also to note here, just before TIFF, Apple also went and bought a movie called Wolfwalkers, which is an animated film by Oscar nominee Tom Moore. On top of that, the company has also used that $1 billion to invest in a reboot of Steven Spielberg's Amazing Stories, a space show from Battlestar Galactica's Ron Moore, and a new adaptation of the Foundation series. These are all being made by Apple's Worldwide Video division, which is led by Zach Van Omberg and Jamie Ehrlicht. Apologies if I butchered the names. You guys know the deal here. Not good at pronouncing names. But these two are formerly of Sony Pictures / Sony TV, where they spent 20 and 15 years respectively. So I just talked about Apple going to these movie festivals and flexing their muscles like a traditional film house. Well, they went and they poached, if you will, two major executives from one of those very traditional production houses. So this is not just a reimagining. This is also taking the talent who have had experience doing these things and having them lead the way in your new way of doing things here. Obviously, Apple is not the first. I already mentioned Netflix and Amazon Studios doing very similar things. We've obviously seen a massive explosion in the amount of video streaming services available. And then also we've seen many of these major video streaming platforms say, hey, it makes more sense for us financially to make our own content. We're gonna go out and buy stuff. We're gonna go out and produce stuff. We're gonna build our own studios. And Apple looking to launch this new service by as soon as March 2019. Has kind of mimicked that new content production business model. And with the amount of cash Apple has and the amount of brand recognition that Apple has and the ecosystem that Apple has, which we're about to see get boosted by another 3 iPhones this week, this seems like something that's gonna be a major force in the entertainment business. And this is the very early days of it. This is one of the first times we're seeing them go out and make a splash at a film festival, but I think it is something that is very important for the company and its product ecosystem going forward. So that does it for us today. Definitely keep your eyes on Apple this week. A lot more to come from the company over the next few days. But as a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, always remember to shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And please subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. We are also available on Spotify, Stitcher, basically anywhere you get your podcasts. So find us there, rate us there, subscribe to us there. Thank you so much for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday show. We will see you next time.